Welcome, friends, to the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you today, coming to you from my basement out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado during an ongoing gigantic snowstorm hitting the Front Range, Colorado area. Steve Vaughn not in studio with me today, but coming to me from his basement studio out on the Eastern Plains of Denver. Aurora.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Southeast Aurora.
It's good to have you with us, Steve. We're going to talk about something near and dear to my heart today, and that is we need to be raising our children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord during one of the most severe storms of humanism and secularism that the Western world has ever seen. And this is it. This is the level 9 hurricane that has hit the entire Western world, and of course the apostasy has taken full force into American evangelicalism as well as most of the faith of the European nations as well. We started homeschooling back in the early 1990s. You remember that, Steve?
Oh, yeah. We did the same thing.
Yeah. And I think we were concerned about evolution taught on occasion in the public schools, perhaps in the biology class on occasion. And there wasn't any prayer in schools, but sodomy was not mandated.
And that was a good thing.
Well, yeah. Wouldn't you say that things have changed fairly radically in just the last 6 to 8 years?
Yeah, the last 6 to 8 months, actually, I think it's changed drastically all over the place. One of the reasons why we didn't send our kids to public school was because it would take us longer to re-educate them out of what they were learning in the public school. And now it's even worse.
Well, the Supreme Court of the United States has declared that there was no proton in the atom, so to speak. Well, I mean, not quite, but the Supreme Court of the United States declared that a man could be married, or a woman and a woman could be married. So effectively reversing 6,000 years of natural revelation, 6,000 years of what was considered natural by even most, if not all, of the pagan nations around the world, let alone the Christian nations. But the post-Christian nations are far worse off than the pagan nations were, running around in loincloths and conducting human sacrifice. But here we are, the Supreme Court of the United States has effectively said there is no more proton in the atom. Two things to say about that. Number one, what in the world does the Supreme Court of the United States have to say about the constituents of an atom, let alone the constituents of a marriage? That's just not their business. I think that should be obvious. Everybody's like, well, yeah, Supreme Court of the United States should have nothing whatsoever to say about the constituents of an atom. That's just not their area of expertise. And neither is the question of whether a marriage consists of a man and a man coming together. So, friends, once the Supreme Court, though, has said there is no proton in an atom and marriage consists of the combination of any two people or any two things. Friends, at this point, if they have redefined marriage, if they've redefined the constituents of an atom, now you're going to have to change every textbook in every class, every chemistry class, every biology class, and every class that teaches literature, that teaches human relationships, every class in K-12 schools in the nation. So not only do they have little to say about it, but if they do step out and say something about it, now the public education system is going to have to be radically changed to realign to the official dictate of the Supreme Court of the United States or any other official government declaration made by any other nation around the world. And that's where we are today. That's why the United Kingdom's new relationships and sex education statutory guidance has been released, and it will require all school teachers to positively affirm LGBT relationships. And beginning in September 2020, what is that, 18 months from now, the plan is to provide relationships education as compulsory for primary school students beginning at 4 years of age, which means that the relationship education classes in the UK must teach the state doctrine of same-sex marriage as of September of 2020. And teachers who refuse to participate are subject to a professional misconduct investigation and could be banned from the teaching profession altogether. And that's in the UK, and that's coming in September 2020. Does that surprise you, Steve?
Not really. They sort of start things over there, and then we finish them, only we do it more to an exaggerated tense of how they do it over in other countries, because we in America have to do it better and bigger.
I think that's the way we do it here. Here's the way it works. The government begins to approve of homosexuality and homosexual marriage, and then, because governments control the public schools, they must be sure that the ideological teaching in the public schools align with the official statements made by the governments of these respective nations. That's the way it works. Step one, government controls the institution. Step two, government perverts the institution. And step three, governments must program the entire society to accept their ideological position on that particular issue. Friends, that's the way it works. And that's the way it's working with the UK. The relationship education program is mandatory, compulsory for primary students in the UK beginning at 4 years of age. UK parents may only request to withdraw their children from the sex education programs for children under 15 years of age. And friends, you can grab the official statement online. I looked at it myself, and the word is request. The word is not to opt out, but to request to opt out. And the official authorities that control these institutions and these programs can refuse the request of parents to withdraw their children from the sex education programs for children under 15 years of age. Now, parental authority is removed from the child once he turns 15 years of age, according to the new regulation. So in other words, any child 15 years and older is no longer under parental authority. And for children under 15 years of age, the UK parents may only request to withdraw their children from the sex education programs, which includes the whole LGBT transgender indoctrination program.
I wonder how many of those requests are going to be allowed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, friends, we're going to be back in just a moment to discuss more, because it's not just the UK, it's also Colorado. Be back in just a moment. Folks, under Obamacare, the average family health care premiums now have exceeded $18,000, and more premium increases averaging 25% are expected for next year in 39 states. And remember, over 1,000 Obamacare plans cover abortion, and that's most of them. 5 states offer no abortion-free plans at all. And you know that all Obamacare plans contain the contraceptive abortifacient mandate. So what do Christians do? Well, I'll tell you what we have done. My family has gone with the Samaritan Medical Sharing Ministry since 1999. Over 17 years, we have shared our medical needs with brothers and sisters in Christ, and they have shared theirs with us. And the cost? Well, it's about 1/3 of what the average family pays under Obamacare. And Samaritan Ministries does not support the killing of unborn children. Our family has saved over $200,000 in insurance premiums over the last 17 years. And we have helped literally hundreds of Christian brothers and sisters with their medical needs. We write checks every month to different families who have needs to cover. How cool is that? On top of all of that, we can support the lives of unborn children while the powerful systems in Washington are doing just the opposite. I want to encourage you to check out Samaritan Ministries as an option for your family. Imagine healthcare sharing in a Christian way, protecting life as Christians do at 1/3 the cost. Just check it out at SamaritanMinistries.org and mention Kevin Swanson when you sign up, and we'll send you a free copy of my new book, Family Life. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. And we're back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you today as we revisit the Brave New Schools and the developments going on. You say, why are we updating parents? Tens of thousands of parents around the world on these massive changes going on in education around the world, because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, if you offend one of these little ones that believes in me, it would be better for you that a millstone be hanged around your neck and you be drowned at the bottom of the sea. So we categorize and we chronicle the offenses going on in schools around the Western world, in which hundreds of millions of children are being offended. And I don't know how many Jesus will drown at the bottom of the sea, but friends, he's serious. He is dead serious when he comes to us and says, hey, if anybody offends one of these little ones that believes in me, it would be better for him that a millstone be hanged around his neck and he be drowned at the bottom of the sea. Take his words seriously. We do. And we convey these warnings to parents all around the world on this radio program. And would to God there were thousands of radio programs around the world that would convey this information and warn parents as to these demonic programs that are corrupting children by the hundreds of millions in the Western world, and of course by all the African nations and the South American nations that have been infected by this Western worldview. Well, Colorado is also going to require instruction in abortion-inducing drugs for children as young as 6 years of age, and as well transgenderism, sodomy, LGBT issues and such. Colorado government is imposing this upon all of the public schools, including the charter schools, and the charter schools that provide materials for homeschooling programs in the state of Colorado. However, non-government supported homeschools are exempted from this bill, SB 1032, now before the Colorado Senate. The bill, HB 1032, passed the House by a 39-32 vote. I'm sorry, a 39-23 vote. Pretty much straight line Republican-Democrat party line vote. The bill is advancing through the state Senate, as I mentioned. It passed the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services by a 3-2 party line vote just, what, 4 or 5 days ago. And it heads to the full Senate for a final vote, a final approval, and then off to the governor's desk. And he also is a Democrat. And since this is a party line concept, the chances are that he's going to sign this bill.
Well, he's also a sodomite, so why not? You know.
Well, that's right. That's right. He is one of the most famous homosexuals in the country. And he maintains a strong position on all LGBT issues. Certainly, friends, this nation and this state particularly under the judgment of Almighty God. Remember that homosexuality, as it is discussed in Romans chapter 1, is not merely a sin, but it's also a sign of the judgment of God, who gives a nation up. He gives nations over to the perversion of mind and the perversion of body, as presented in Romans chapter 1. So keep that in mind. This is not just a sin, but this is the judgment of God itself. And the legislature of the state of Colorado, dominated by those who support homosexuality and want to indoctrinate all of Colorado's children in the ideology of homosexuality and transgenderism, is a government that represents the judgment of God upon the state. The government itself is God's judgment on this state, especially as it advocates some of the most egregious abominations that any government has ever advocated in the history of the world. And that has come to a state near you and near me. Now, the first thing I want to say about this, Steve, is that these things are coming by the providence of God. I think people need to remember that God is sovereign. As I already mentioned, he's sovereign in the sense that he brings judgments to states and nations. But God has ordained this to happen. Nothing happens outside of the providential dictates of our sovereign God. And Jesus is over all things to the church. And I think people need to remember this, that this is not an accident. This is not humans and human governments one-upping God. This is indeed the nations of the world setting themselves against the Lord and his anointed. But he that is in the heavens shall laugh. For two reasons. One, he is already sovereignly ordaining that this form of judgment comes upon the state. But secondly, he will continue to bring these judges, these administrators, into judgment. He is the judge of the world. Nothing happens outside of his purview. And when men attempt to break his laws, with impunity, God will bring every work into judgment.
Amen to that. And I was just having this conversation with my debate squad last night when they were talking about, you know, the judges in their room. I said, look, God has a reason for sending the judge in your room that he put in there, whether you consider them to be good or bad. It is in order to teach his people a lesson. It is in order to train us up. We should count it all joy when we face these trials, because God is building us up in perseverance and endurance in the faith.
Amen. That's exactly where I was going to go with this too, Steve, because I believe God is testing Christian parents who are still around in the U.S. and the U.K. You know, will they get their kids out of these schools? Or would it be better for them that a millstone be hanged around their neck and they be drowned at the bottom of the sea? See, I think the Lord is testing his church. And he's testing us. And he tests all of us. Now, not just on this issue, but a lot of other issues, as you mentioned. He introduces these trials and these tests to us to test our faith. And it seems to me this makes sense. Other Christians around the world are tested in places like China and Pakistan. Why shouldn't we be tested? Does that make sense, Steve?
Yeah, and I think part of this is, like, what's it going to take to get you to actually train your children up? He wants us to be, you know, the Deuteronomy and the Psalm parents who are training their children in the way that they should go. As we rise up, as we go along the way, that we need to teach our children to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength. My question is, what's it going to take for you to pull your kids out of public school and start doing what God called us to do?
And it does test our faith. It's not the easiest thing in the world to step out in faith, to give up on this professional systems and the government monies that are provided, quote unquote, free of charge to provide your children with something of an education, but these days a deconstructed education. So again, friends, must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? The early rain church out in China, 300 members arrested thus far, 10 or 12 still in prison, a mother beaten by authorities for, 12 hours in a police station, and an elderly woman, 75, 80 years of age, beaten and tortured. And you say, well, yeah, but I really don't want to risk any kind of persecution or risk any kind of stress in my life to remove my children out of the public schools and provide them with an education, the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. That just would push me. That would be a little bit too much blood, sweat, and tears. See, I don't really want to go to heaven on anything but flowery beds of ease. I mean, that's how I'm going to get there. I will get to heaven on flowery beds of ease while others fight to win the prize and sail through bloody seas. Well, obviously, that's not a Christian.
No. No, Jesus himself.
If your goal in life is not to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow Jesus, you're not a disciple of Jesus.
Yeah, in this world, you will have trouble. That's a promise from Jesus, but take heart. He has overcome the world, not us.
And pick your nation, and then pick your persecution. You're going to be persecuted. Now, it turns out if you happen to live in China or Pakistan or Saudi Arabia, you're probably going to face imprisonment. In America, you're just going to face a little stress, and you might have to forego your second latte every day if you're going to move back to a single-income family in order to provide your children with a Christian education. That's the difference, friends. And there's no real difference between sacrificing your children to Moloch and surrendering your children up to an idolatrous humanist education. Listen to Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 20. God comes to the people of Israel and says, you have taken your sons and your daughters, whom you have borne to me, and these you have sacrificed to them to be devoured. Were your prostitutions so small a matter that you slaughtered my children and delivered them as an offering by fire to them? What's he doing? He's saying you've given your children up to a false god. Is there really any difference between sacrificing your children to Moloch and letting them attend schools that promote transgenderism, sodomy, and other unmentionables?
No, I would say that there isn't.
Steve, I don't think there's any moral outrage left anymore. Has tolerance become so much the reigning ethic that now the only evil left is somebody who maintains moral outrage against the greatest abominations in the world? You know, it seems to me that the only evil people in the world are those who express any kind of moral outrage against the greatest immoralities in the world. That's where we are today. And I guess it would be refreshing if we saw a little bit more moral outrage and a willingness on the part of God's people to put up with some persecution and to avoid giving their children up to false gods.
Yeah, the only thing that we will be able to take to heaven with us, it's not our houses and our cars or our money. The only thing that we have that we can take to heaven with us is our kids.
Well, and a lot of homeschoolers want to use government funds to pay for their education. About a third to a half of Colorado homeschool families took the easy way. They wanted government money to fund their homeschools. But, of course, we've always said what government funds, the government controls. And that's, of course, why HB 1032 has included the homeschool online charter programs in its requirement to incorporate the LGBT transgenderism indoctrination program. Again, friends, that's the point Jesus made when someone asked him if they should pay taxes to Caesar. Jesus said, "Show me the coin. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's." If you surrender control of your monetary system to the government, now you have to pay the government's taxes. And if you sign up for the government to control and fund the education of your kids, then you will be subject to the transgender educational programs. That's the way it works. So the way of faith is not looking for the easy way out. You know, we read this in Family Bible Time just last night with our four daughters around the dinner tables, Luke 9. Let me read this for you, because I think this ties into this thing. Christians in the West are so afraid of tribulation. They so want to avoid the persecution. They so want to avoid the sailing to heaven through the bloody seas. They so want to go to heaven on flowery beds of ease. But Luke 9:57 speaks directly to this. Listen to this. We read this last night. "Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to Jesus, 'Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.' And Jesus said to him, 'Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' Then he said to another, 'Follow me.' But he said, 'Lord, let me first go and bury my father.' And Jesus said to him, 'Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.' And another said, 'Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house.' But Jesus said to him, 'No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.'" What does that teach us, Steve? Certainly a sacrifice that Jesus, he will bring us to the point at which he will challenge us to do something, to sacrifice something for him, to prove that his agenda is priority over the world's agenda.
Amen to that. And you know, another verse in Hebrews 12, that we are to run the race on the path that he sets before us, not the path that we choose ourselves. We are to run on the race with our eyes fixed on him, on the path he sets before us, fixed on him, the author and the perfecter of our faith.
Yes, he goes before us, and he, of course, was persecuted for us, and the servants are not above their master on this one either. So as we as Christians in the West, we need to say, okay, well, where are the opportunities where Jesus is challenging us to take up the cross and follow him? He carries the big cross. We carry the smaller cross. But where is he challenging us? And I think this area of removing our children from the public schools and giving up our lives and sacrificing ourselves in order to keep his commandments, in order to follow through on the Ephesians 6:4 mandate, is a means by which we will avoid the flowery beds of ease and sail to heaven on those bloody seas. Well, transgenderism and homosexuality in the public schools is only the fruit, not the roots. And I think we need to remember this. It's a pastor from the Bahamas that brought this into play, and I thought this was so good. When I was down there, he preached on this several times. I thought it was excellent. Pastor Cranston brought this out. He says, you know, these things are the fruits, not the roots. Conservatives like to clip off the fruits while they water the roots. That's what conservatives do best. They clip the ugly fruits while they're watering and watering the roots. And of course, they're going to get more fruits and more fruits as they continue to water their roots. And the root is autonomy. The root is humanism. They continue to send their kids off to the public schools. They continue to advocate public school humanism. And that's shot through the entire worldview perspective, self-esteem, the idea of man being center, the idea that history is set by the actions of man, not by the providence of God. These things are shot through the curriculum in public schools and private schools in America and elsewhere around the world. Conservatives, they've bought into the root of autonomy. That is that man makes up his own laws and rejects God's law. They don't receive God's laws. They don't take the authority of God's laws recorded in God's word and apply it to how they educate their kids, how they do their politics, how they do all parts of life. They don't submit themselves to God's law, but rather they believe that man is the source of his own law. And he develops his own rules as he goes instead of coming back to God's law. And so because they've bought into autonomy, eventually the roots will be the worst forms of autonomy, which usually turn out to be transgenderism and homosexuality. And the root is humanism. The root is the glorification of man in the humanist state. In the history books, they refuse to glorify God in the science books. That's the root. The root is humanism. The root is autonomy. And sometimes conservatives go after the ugly-looking fruits of transgenderism and homosexuality while they continue to water the roots of humanism. And they drag the same basic humanist curriculum into their homeschools and Christian schools. And they wonder why their kids turn out to be humanist. They love humanist classical education, which produced the Greek gymnasiums, where pederasty was the name of the game. That's right. Homosexuality with the young boys was the name of the game in the gymnasiums. Humanist classical education produces homosexuality. And they drag humanist classical education back into homeschooling, and then they're shocked when their kids turn out to be homosexuals. And, you know, I'm aware of several major homeschooling leaders in America who tried to reintroduce classical education into homeschooling, and sure enough, their own kids turned out to be homosexuals. Now, this isn't just a single case, friends. There have been multiple cases of this in just the last 20 years. Major homeschooling leaders who try to reintroduce classical education to homeschooling, and their kids turn out to be homosexuals. And that's why we are working very hard to bring a Christian discipleship curriculum into modern Christian education and modern Christian home education. Instead of advocating Shakespeare with his homosexual sonnets and his very close friend Christopher Marlowe, who reintroduced Ovid into the Western world, who, by the way, Augustus Caesar banished from the empire because of Ovid's horrible adulterous writings, Shakespeare and Marlowe, who brought this homosexuality back into the Western world. Nathaniel Hawthorne writes his masterpiece, Scarlet Letter. He said, in 19 days, as if under compulsion, he confessed the story was fired in the pit of hell. And Herman Melville, his friend, acknowledged that the same demon that infected him was the demon that had worked in Nathaniel Hawthorne, as he wrote this classic, The Scarlet Letter, which turns out to be one of the most popular, probably the second or the first most popular high school curriculum for the next 150 years of the breakdown of the Christian faith in the United States of America. So, friends, we're encouraging you to abandon the humanist classical approach and take on a Christian education. Thank God there are still Christian families and churches living in the English-speaking world, and they're looking for Christian authors, Christian classics, and that's what we do with our Christian discipleship curriculum, which we favor Augustine, John Bunyan, guys like John Calvin, John G. Payton. If you don't know these names, friends, you're missing out on the classics of the classics of Christian writings. And we recommend this for junior high and high school levels. Please, please, please don't set your children at the feet of the greatest non-Christian apostate minds of the last 300 years. Please don't do this. Rather, set your children at the feet of the greatest Christian writers. And by the way, we're reintroducing some of this great Christian literature. We found this is the time to re-Christianize the literature, the school curriculum, media for the sake of the next generation. So we've taken stories like Swiss Family Robinson, which we recommend for the seventh grade, and we've reintroduced the Swiss pastor's scripture-based messages to his children, which were included in the first and 18th century translations or early 19th century translations of Swiss Family Robinson, but taken out of the other editions. And for Heidi, which happens to be one of the most popular children's books of all time, we have reprinted this. We've republished it by translating portions of the original German hymns, which were never translated in the early editions that were brought into English in the early 20th century. Remember, the 20th century is all about purging out the Christian content of the previous centuries. So we're reintroducing the Christian content into the classic, beautiful stories of Heidi and Swiss Family Robinson. We're reprinting these beautiful stories with the entire Christian content that was included in the first editions, and we're bringing that back 150 years later after the de-Christianization that we have gone through. Friends, imagine reading these great Christian stories as they were intended to be read by the original Christian authors. Christian families are seeking these old Christian stories for their kids in an age where Disney and the others have removed the content and replaced it with stories about homosexuality and other perversions. It's time to bring the Christian literature back into the 21st century as we reintroduce Christian discipleship for a new generation of Christian families in the 21st century. Check out our great Christian stories republished by the Generations Ministry at our website, generations.org. We have a special sale going on right now, up to 45% off for our materials right now for these great Christian classic stories. So grab this curriculum and take these stories republished by the Generations Ministry at our website, generations.org. And as I said, we have a sale going on right now on these materials. If you want wholesome Christian material, if you want to disciple your children in a Christian discipleship mode in a radically homosexualized secular age, come to our website, generations.org, for the materials you need as a Christian family still extant in the 21st century. And that material is available at generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson and Steve Vaughn in his studio during this snowstorm. And we invite you back again next time as we continue to raise up another vision for a new generation.